I mean, this is one of those mornings where you want to work for the NSA, the National Security Agency, and tap the White House's phone, right? And listen to the president calling up the leaders of France and Germany, apparently over the last 24 hours. I mean, can you imagine that conversation? I am going off to Asia for 9 days. Will you two please behave and not bring down the global economy? Of course, the president didn't say that. There are reports of what he did say, particularly suggesting that France and Germany assist the Eurozone in coming up with a real solution to the problem over there. The situation in Italy, of course, the main headline at the end of this week. Oh, to be listening, though, to that conversation between German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy and President Obama. We go to Brussels now and speak to Chris Morris, Europe correspondent for our partner, the BBC. The president didn't call you at all, Chris, did he?
No, John, I'm afraid he didn't, and I wasn't listening in on the call with Merkel and Sarkozy either, but the message will have been pretty clear. The trouble is they've been hearing the same message for months now. You could say they've been hearing the same message from around the world for a couple of years, sorted out, and it is proving very difficult. One of the reasons it's so difficult is there are so many people in the decision-making process. I mean, you look at the EU, 27 countries, 27 leaders. Even if it's just the Eurozone, it's still 17 countries. So the decision-making process in the political sphere is a heck of a lot slower than the way the markets move.
We're talking with Chris Morris, Europe correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He's on with us live from Brussels. Chris, you know, this has gone from being a sort of tranquil, secure, stable Eurozone economy that nobody really questioned to being an assault on the whole issue of sovereignty on a whole number of fronts. You've got the shadow government in this Frankfurt group. You've got the voters in Italy and Greece who have a different mind about whether they want to tackle these austerity measures. You've got the governments themselves wheeling and dealing on local matters while the global economy hangs in the balance. It's way beyond who's running the show. It's like there's no show.
The whole issue of democratic legitimacy, I think, is something which is going to become a bigger and bigger issue. You talk about the Frankfurt Group. I'll tell you who that is. It's basically Chancellor Merkel, President Sarkozy, together with leaders of major EU institutions and the IMF. They call themselves the Frankfurt Group after their first meeting in Frankfurt, where Merkel and Sarkozy had a big stand-up row. But they have been meeting on the sidelines of these numerous summits over the last few weeks, the G20, the EU, the IMF, and trying to sort things out just amongst themselves, because otherwise there's too many people around the table. And what they've been doing is actually trying to exhibit leadership, the one thing we've all been calling for. But look what they've done. It's really been pressure from that little group which has helped topple elected prime ministers in Greece and in Italy. Now, the financial market's quite like it, because it looks like they're going to be replaced by technocrats who aren't into politics, they're into policy.
Right, but in the United States...
that may calm things down.
In the United States, though, we would see like a bunch of technocrats going to the White House and the sitting down, and then all of a sudden like senators and congressmen change. We don't call that the Frankfurt Group here in the U.S. We call that a conspiracy or the Trilateral Commission. How are Europeans viewing the strings being pulled by a shadowy group in Frankfurt?
Well, I think the people who aren't going to like that are the people who you've seen out protesting on the streets of Athens. I think we're going to see similar protests as austerity bites in Italy and other countries. And they're going to be saying, well, hang on a minute, we don't particularly like our elected politicians because we feel they've let us down. But who are these guys? And I think that will be a problem. But, you know, the whole issue about the Eurozone, if you look at it, when you share a currency, some of the solutions to sorting out the mess, in other words, moving towards a fiscal union where you have more joint tax policy, you're giving up some of your sovereignty as an independent nation there anyway. And that's
right.
Why these are such difficult issues to solve, because they are talking about what does it mean in the future to be a nation state within Europe.
So then forget the paranoid analysis that I gave you there about trilateral commissions and the like. Maybe it's a much more realistic discussion, Chris Morris, your correspondent for our partner, the BBC, a realistic discussion of how to manage economies in the 21st century. You've got to put down the flags and really think much more about the global and regional economic interests, and the national interests take second stage. Maybe that's what this is all about.
Well, it part of it's inevitable, isn't it? It's part of globalization. When markets can move billions across borders in seconds at the flick of a button, then what does a national border mean? And that's certainly always been true within the European Union. It's, in a way, it's this kind of vast, weird experiment of how do you pool sovereignty while retaining your national identity? And in the euro, and in this whole crisis around the eurozone, all those issues have bubbled right to the surface.
And it makes you wonder what, and I know you don't have necessarily any White House sources here, but in a sense, the whole sovereignty question is right there in the Air Force One plane along with Barack Obama heading over to Asia. No doubt he's going to be talking with the Chinese and other Asian leaders about some sort of plan to deal with a European recession, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had figures out yesterday on growth from the European Commission, and they're grim, and they're saying another recession, we're on the verge of another recession. It's not good. The problem is, you know, when we've had summits over the last few weeks, one of the solutions has been, let's borrow money from China, from Brazil, from India, from elsewhere in the world. And those countries have come back and said, well, hang on, if you're not prepared to put your own hands in your pockets and deep into your pockets, and this is really about Germany, the richest country in Europe, then we're not going to help you out. We need to see your firm political leadership first. So maybe, again, we come back to this shadowy Frankfurt group. Maybe that's where that leadership has to come from.
Well, and the question is, has the Frankfurt group said, Berlusconi, you are out. Don't play any funny games with us. Chris Morris, do you think that Berlusconi is going to go on the weekend?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, his time is past. There's no question about that. I mean, he didn't get brought down by sex scandals. He didn't get brought down by corruption scandals. But if you start to threaten the whole European economy, they will push you.
But if Berlusconi's gone, how quick is it going to take the investors and the markets around the world to see that the Italian situation hasn't necessarily changed all that much?
No, I mean, he was clearly one of the log jams. I mean, the perception of this guy who fell asleep in meetings and was more interested in his bunga-bunga parties than putting the economy to rights wasn't a good one. And it looks like, as we've seen now in Greece, we're going to have a technocrat in charge in Italy. So that will calm things down. But yeah, changing the system, and this is the problem. The markets demand instant results, but changing a sclerotic political system takes years.
And Christine Lagarde, leader of the IMF, is Tim Geithner her middle name there?
she comes all the way from Washington, but don't forget she's really from France, and that's one of the reasons they kind of like her. They trust her. They feel she understands the internal political pressures in Europe.
Well, great analysis there from Chris Morris, Europe correspondent for our partner, the BBC, on the travails in the Eurozone. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks.
You joined us from Brussels.